Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today sees the start officially of the festive season. Most industries close down on the 16th, which is tomorrow. So we're going to see a lot of people starting to take off from today. It's a long weekend and it's going to go straight into the festive season. And what does that mean? Getting together, lots of food. And today we're going to chat to Sadiqa Fakir, who is the integrated media and digital director at Tiger Brands. And more importantly for me, because I follow her religiously on social media, she is a food blogger. Sadiqa, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Chad. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I am. It's all the better to chat to you. I remember we chatted a year ago regarding recipes that were slightly different to the norm during the festive season. So it's great having you back, and I can't believe this year has just flown past in the blink of an eye.
It literally has flown, and I was just recalling our chat, and it's inspiring my Christmas menu in the next few weeks.
Good to hear. December is a festive season, and many people look to explore different recipes. I come from a household where my wife loves cooking different food, and we're very adventurous. To what extent do you think influences affect what we eat?
I think on a personal front, and the reason I'm so passionate about this, and to your point, I'm passionate as a foodie myself, and then passionate because I represent Africa's largest food manufacturer, that food plays such a pivotal part in anybody's life. There's an emotional connection with food. It's more than just sustenance. Some people, yes, just use it for sustenance, but when we're looking in the social space, whether it's a Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, food definitely ticks the spots with regard to creativity, self-expression, and an emotional connection. Think about our feasts, Chad, when we grow up, or when your wife prepares something. There's that level of gratefulness, but there's also a memory that seems to be attached to food, and that's something that Hemant and I consistently focus on. Now, let's talk into the influencer space. There's a reason they're called influencers, and TikTok refers to them as content creators or creators. They have a following, and the reason you go onto a social network is to align the news feed to things that you're passionate about, whether you follow hashtags or whether you follow people or companies. Influencers form part of your memory set, one, and two, your inspiration set when you're looking for something to cook or you're looking to try something different. Let's just give you a very, very interesting stat. As I look at it this morning, if we have to look at TikTok, Chad, there are 223 billion views of the hashtag food on TikTok, just to put things into perspective. Yeah. So food is a trend. It's important to us. And it's something that, I believe is a creative expression now on social media, and influencers are really, fueling that creative expression when it comes to food. Whether it's where you're going to eat, as in a restaurant, what groceries to buy, or what products to buy, or whether it's recipes to cook with a combination of products and groceries.
Food is the bringing together of family. It's the bringing together of memories. Nothing makes me prouder, makes me feel warmer than when my wife or I have prepared something and our nieces and nephews are over, and you see those nieces, they're at that age and they start taking snapshots of the food to share it. It's just a very interesting dynamic for us. Food is always comfort. It's become so much more than that. What are we seeing in terms of trends in respect of maybe clean or healthy eating, but still keeping with that feast associated with the festive season?
Of course, unfortunately, if you look at 223 billion views on a hashtag of food, and then you just go and search healthy recipes or healthy food, it unfortunately goes down to about 2 or 3 billion views. That's still really huge globally. However, let's be honest. Let's move out of social media. We all like that comfort food. We all like a little bit of a cheat meal during the week, whether it's something deep fried or sugary or crispy or crunchy. That's something that Hemant and I love. Put a combo of it in. So it's human nature to deviate, unfortunately, to something that is a little bit unhealthier, a little bit more comforting, a little bit more of a treat. However, what we are seeing now on social media, companies are certainly fueling nutrition, nutritional standards. It's important to eat well, live well. And we are starting to see a lot of the food manufacturers, a lot of the quick service restaurants really becoming a lot more accountable with what they're posting from a nutritional standards perspective. You have companies like Vitality, for example, that endorse specific meals with quick service restaurants. So you're already starting to see that big trend coming in. What I'm noticing, one of the biggest food trends right now, is that especially on the Insta space and the Facebook, and again, I'll refer to TikTok, I've noticed it.
Sadiqa?
Yes.
Oh, we lost you for a second there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. So people become a lot more accountable about their health and well-being. And I think COVID has certainly been a big factor to this. We've all put on a few little kgs. I quote one of my colleagues, we've moved from intermittent fasting to ongoing feasting, working from home. So ultimately, we've become a little bit more conscious about what we eat. We're seeing those trends transcend into the social space. There's a big trend of what I eat in a day on a calorie deficit. So there's a big awakening that what you go in is what's going to come out. Those genes are not going to go up if you continue to eat in the same way. So there is almost a rude awakening in the social space that whilst treat meals are there, it's not something I can sustain myself with on an ongoing basis. So the healthy food movement, the keto movement, the vegan movement, the just ensuring that you are volume-based eating, watching your macros, moving to a caloric deficit, those are terms that I personally am following on TikTok because it's just so inspirational. So there's certainly a rude awakening on the social space.
Sadiqa Fakir, as always, an absolute pleasure, and I wish you and the family the best over the festive season.
Thanks, Chad. You as well.